So hello all and welcome, and it is I, the realist philosopher. So how you all doing today? Hope you're all doing good, fine, and well. So I wanted to post an update and let you all know how I was doing, because I've been getting some messages from people on YouTube and even my personal email asking if I'm all right. Am I still alive? Are you dead? Of course, if I'm dead, how am I going to reply, right? I guess the lack of reply would be in and of itself a reply and verification of death. Or at least being, in really bad shape. But no, I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. About as all right as can be. So I just wanted to let all of you out there who might be worried or wondering where I went, I want to let you know I'm okay, more or less, a heck of a lot better than I was the last time I posted any content, which has been like, what, 5-6 months? It's been a long time. So what have I been up to? What have I been doing? Where have I been? So, number one, I'm in a place that'd be new for any of you out there who haven't seen me in a while, but it's not new for me. I've been here in a week, it'll be like 6 months. So yeah, quite a while. This is not a permanent abode. This is like a temporary kind of housing, so it's quite expensive for what it is. It's technically a one bedroom, but it's more like a studio apartment, and of course it's quite expensive. You pay by the week or by the month, up to you. You only get a discount, though, or a decent rate if you pay at least every 2 weeks. It's cheapest if you pay every month. And I've been staying here. I've been living here for, again, 6 months, and just working. I've been working consistently now since, almost 6 months now. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing, because a lot of people hate me because of the content I create. I'm a provocateur, I suppose. So I'm not going to be letting people know what I'm doing, because if they knew, of course, they contact your employer. You have this evil man working for you. He hates woman, and he hates wokeism, and he hates communism, which is all feminism is. And, I might as well say feminism, because now if you say effinism, the algorithm still catches that. That catches that now, too. I mean, there's really very little you can say making reference to feminism that isn't the word feminism that it won't catch now, that the algorithm's not familiar with and won't then flag that speech, that content, and shadow ban it. So what the heck, I might as well say it. Feminism, he hates it. So he must hate woman. I mean, he's evil. So ban him. Or fire him, in this case. So, no, I'm not going to let you know what I'm doing, but yeah, I've just been working so much. I'm just so tired all the time. Last time I posted content, I wasn't working nearly as much, and once I started working more, the amount of energy I had for other things was less and less. Before my illness, before I got sick, I could work 60 hours a week, make content, do two podcasts a week and chop that up into, 6, 7, 8 videos and post a video daily and post those and then edit the podcast and post it online. I mean, I could do a lot. Now, I can't do so much. All my time is dedicated to working. I even had to cut back exercise. Turned out I was doing way too much for the level of recovery I was at. I was exercising like 4 hours a week. Before I got sick, I was exercising 7, 7.5. No problem. 4 was killing me. I couldn't reach the monetary goals I needed every month to make enough money not to be bleeding from what little savings I have. So I had to cut back on my exercise. Now I'm at just raised it from 80. This week's going to be like 90 minutes of exercise, and I'm going to raise that like 10% every other week. So it'll take a couple years at that rate from now to get back to where I was, volume and intensity wise. Well, just volume wise. Intensity wise, I can't really move with enough freedom here because it's such a small place, everything has to be small control type movements when I'm working with the sword, so just volume wise it's going to take quite a while to get back to where I was, which makes sense considering how near I was to death's door 8 months ago when I started my recovery. Doing a lot better now, but I'm nowhere near where I was. But again, I'm able to just about make enough to break even every month or lose very little. And my recovery has reached a point of diminishing returns, so it's a little better each month, but way better than where I was 6 months ago. So I'm just now starting to think about making content again, but not the same kind of content. Something I've realized is that the Red Pill space, the Manosphere space, number one, doesn't really do it for me. Doesn't really interest me that much anymore. I don't know that it ever did to such a great extent in so far as what I wanted to be delivering as a message. I'm a philosopher at heart, and I don't take myself too seriously, and I enjoy a good laugh, and so I'm something of a comedian as well. So I like to mix these things into presenting my philosophy, and the Red Pill, the Manosphere, that atmosphere and that methodology of delivering the philosophy is kind of always where I've been, and that goes with talking about politics as well. But those things are really ancillary and just a vehicle for delivering the philosophy more than anything else. And my heart is really that of a philosopher and focusing purely on the philosophical message, on the tools required to better integrate yourself into the world as it is, and being able to see the world as it is, as opposed to how you believe it should, ought be, which is what lefty libtards do, and they think everything is a social construct and told about thought pressure magic essentially. So they're a bunch of Looney Tune DeLulus, and that's not me. And so that's the message I want to counter in a more broad sense. And the Red Pill space, it's just so flooded. There's so many people in it. I don't really feel like, and it's not about feel, I don't really get the kind of engagement I'd like to be able to get anymore to deliver the message. And if nobody is hearing what I have to say, or very few people are, then I'm not really accomplishing very much. And so it's has a demotivational effect, you could say. So I want to deliver more pure, focused, topic-based philosophical lessons in future videos. And I want to couple that with writing my total treatise, at least an introduction to, and a comprehensive treatise on my philosophical school of practical realism. I've been wanting to write this book for a while now, and I've kind of dabbled with creating videos that would themselves be chapters in the book before, but I always got too busy with other things, and the amount of time it takes to make what I call scripted content, where I'm sitting down and spending 8-10 hours writing just to do one video, I haven't really had the time or the inclination to do. But thanks to the advent of modern technology and being able to record audio files that you can now use ChatGPT AI to transcribe into very accurate voice to text, I can spend a lot of my free time essentially speaking my thoughts, ruminating on specific subjects philosophically, and then transcribe that from voice to text, and then edit that text. And it's a lot more efficient way to get the content out there, get the writing done, record a video based on that, and I'm going to present the videos as lessons, not necessarily in the order that they'll appear in the book, but each video is going to be a chapter in my book. And so at the same time I'm creating content for my channel, I'm also writing my book. So it serves a dual purpose, and it's much more focused on an area and activity that I'm very passionate about. And even if I don't get the kind of engagement on my videos of this nature that I like, I'm still accomplishing another purpose. And I'm accomplishing a dual purpose here. Not just delivering the message via videos, but also getting my book written. And once the book is done, then I can seek a publisher, I can self-publish. And I think there's a real need for the kind of philosophical lessons that I have to offer. Real need that is not being addressed by the faux conservatives, the trad cons, or the manosphere red pill types, many of whom are just parrots who are parroting messages that they've heard from somebody else, and they themselves are chameleons who are shifting, warping, changing shape to fit whatever is or avoid what is not popular in the current paradigm. There's far too many of these fake, phony grifters out there in the space who don't really have any base understanding of the subjects they're speaking on, but just a surface level understanding, and they're just parroting something they heard from other people and that's popular. And there's too much of that and too little in the way of free thinkers and people who are actually presenting you with real world tools to address the current reality we're living in now. So that's kind of where I am. And, you know, there'll be a lot more in-depth pieces, so maybe just one or two a week, produced via audio recordings I make in my free time that'll then get transcribed, that I'll then have to edit and then record in audio form as videos that don't even have picture. No picture! Picture not required! These will essentially be audio books, so focus on the audio. And that's something I think I can do. What I can't do is like a daily, you know, podcast. There's no chance. I don't have the energy. Even right now, just making this video, heart's bothering me a little bit, and I'm starting to feel a little tired, though I did just get off of work, so, you know, if I had to take a little time to rest and relax, I'd have a bit more energy or a lot more. So maybe I don't do this in the future after getting off work. So that's the plan. One or two videos a week of super excellent quality, focused purely on practical philosophy. No pie-in-the-sky BS that is just for your ivory tower, libtard, idiots, pondering the nature of existence and the, you know, reality is actually the shadows on the wall and there's something casting those shadows. But then wouldn't that be the actual reality? Then what is the reality that we're interacting with? None of that crapola. None of that Neoplatonist garbage. We're going to approach things from a purely practical way. Here's what you do to achieve what you want, to get what you need. That's it. Just meat and potatoes, baby! All right, so that's kind of where I am, and hope you guys will tune in. I don't know if I'll do something with the background. I know that a lot of content producers have, like, a lot of different kind of crap in the background. I don't know what I would put in the background. But, I've never been that kind of guy. Just simple. I present my content as is. You like it or you don't. I don't need any frills, anything to dress it up, to attract the eye. Don't need any glitter and flash to grab your attention, rubberneck you in. If the quality of what I'm producing is not enough to get you to want to watch, well, I don't want you watching. Then why would you watch, right? Maybe I'll get one of those tools. Now, I do know that like 80% of viewership is drawn in by thumbnails. So I think maybe I need to purchase one of those services where AI actually looks at your video, reads all the audio, gets the gist of the subject matter at hand, and then it creates some really nice thumbnails to draw people in. That I should probably be doing. And I already have a service for creating shorts, which is also the same service that has the ChatGPT, the AI, that will transcribe my audio to text. And so I'll do everything I can to get the butts in the seat. And so I can do. But one video a week, two max, I don't know. I haven't gone down the path yet. I'm working on a chapter right now. The first video in a series that could be 40, 50 different videos. It's going to be a big book. So, yeah, I've never done anything half-assed. So we'll see once I start down this path just how much energy I have. But anyway, that's where I am. I am not dead, obviously. All right. I hope to chat with more of you in the future. And I wish you all well. And by the way, my email's changed. I got rid of my... I've been paying years for a private email. admin@therealistphilosopher.com. I don't have that anymore. So I'm going to get a new email address so you guys can contact me in the future with any questions. Not that anybody ever contacted me to begin with, but the option's there. Anyhow, I am the Realist Philosopher, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.